Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to lose stubborn weight with lymphatic system detoxification. Millions struggle with weight problems and don't think about the lymphatic system as a way to lose weight. And really, this is what we have to start thinking of. I even struggle with weight gain, yo-yo dieting, until I learned how to detox and maintain my lymphatic system. I've been in control of my weight for 10 years now. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you lose stubborn weight and improve how you feel physically and mentally. I am the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book was published 10 years ago. It explains how when we're acidic, our body, the lymphatic system, can't clean, and we start to fill with our own cellular waste. And really, this is really what's happening. What science is starting, I wrote my book 10 years ago, but science is starting to prove that waste is really the a major contributing factor in most of our health problems. Understanding this science, I developed work called Lymphpractic. It really gets to the root cause of our health problems. We're filling with cellular waste. I developed a routine based on the work of three world-renowned doctors where I activate the lymphatic system to clean your skin, bones, organs, muscles, brain, nerves, and your life changes. If you're out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. Once you understand the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment plant, really, and everyone needs to understand that, we have a system that's meant to clean us. Then you can have a healthy and happy life. Right now, we're ignoring this system. Even Dr. Oz has written that the lymphatic system is ignored in the idea of health and disease. So look around you. Many people are having problems losing weight. And when you're overweight, it increases your risk of major health problems from depression, gout, osteoarthritis, gallbladder disease, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, even stroke. And one of the biggest problems I hear from people about breathing problems. They can't breathe. Their chest gets tight. And again, if we're overweight, it can add to this. And whole body pain. When somebody, you can hardly touch their body and they get pain. This is really due to lymphatic stagnation. And once you get a handle on the lymphatic system, you're going to see you're going to start losing weight and feel a lot better. Now, there are many ways to lose weight. I believe you must start looking at real science that will help you lose weight and, most importantly, keep it off. Two studies in 2005 linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels. They basically damaged the PROX1 gene in mice in their leg, and that gene helps to make healthy lymphatic vessels. By damaging that gene, the lymph vessels in that area actually were damaged. They had holes in them, and it couldn't reabsorb the fats and interstitial fluid, and they saw that the leg got fat. So that's what's happening to all of us, that if we're slightly acidic, I believe this is what's happening. I don't believe our lymph vessels really get damaged. Otherwise, we'd be born overweight. I believe what's happening is that over time, our body becomes overly acidic. It starts filling with cellular waste because the lymphatic system isn't working, and now our body can't clean itself, and we start filling up with waste and fluids, and that's really what makes a lot of our fat in our body. So when you're in a body is in balance, meaning your pH is in balance, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax. When we're acidic, we tighten up. We can't give up waste. So when we're more alkaline, our body gives up waste, which forms our fat in our body. So when in balance, you will lose weight. But most importantly, you will also lower your risk of disease and feel healthier, more alive. When you want to improve the lymphatic system and lymph flow, you need to balance your pH to lose weight and keep it off. Now, what is pH? pH stands for percent of hydrogen in a solution. And really, it's a way to test any liquid and find out if it's acidic, in balance, or alkaline. And the chart goes from 1 to 14. 1 is very acidic, 14 is very alkaline, and 7 is in balance or neutral. Now, in the body, we want to test and use pH test strips. We use, you can get them from Vaxa, V-A-X-A International. They're a really easy-to-read test strip. They're around $20-something dollars for 100 of them. And you test your saliva and urine pH when you haven't eaten for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. You can have eating, smoking, brushing your teeth, nothing, no gum. And you can have water up to an hour before, because when I have found that people will get very dehydrated, and that's going to make you acidic too. So you're allowed to have some water up to an hour before, and then for that last hour, nothing. And you test your pH, saliva, and urine a couple of times a day. And you chart that over a few days and basically average that and see what you were. I believe your eyes will open up, because we're really overly acidic and we're not supposed to be. Now, I have always had a weight problem ever since maybe it was in junior high school. One summer, I just gained a lot of weight. And as an adult, I was always carrying around 30 to 40 extra pounds. And, you know, I was always on a diet. My wife was always sending me to the fire department where I worked with watermelon. Of course, I'd eat the bagels when I got there. But I was always on some type of diet. I lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, yo-yo dieting. And I basically have learned to control that once I understood that I was acidic and that I saw that the lymph system basically can't function when we're acidic. It just constricts. So once I gained the control of that, I have been in control of my weight. If I go on vacation, I enjoy myself. I get headaches, I gain weight. By the end of the vacation, I'm taking a couple of aspirins, and then I come home and I clean up. It's really important to understand that when we become acidic, we start having problems. And who has more control over that than you? And really, I can eat healthy for 2 or 3 weeks, fast, do all these things. And just in a matter of hours of just eating some wheat or eating, some sugar, my body shuts down and begins to bloat. You can actually feel it once you clean up. Now, if I begin to eat more alkaline and work to get my pH in balance and activate my lymphatic system, and take some Epsom salt baths and more magnesium, I immediately begin to lose weight. And that's what we're going to talk about next. So before I tell you what you can do to help your stubborn weight loss, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, by putting you through a few series of lymphatic sessions. You know, I always recommend people come in and do 5 sessions over 3 or 4 weeks. And that way we're doing a lymphatic system cleanse. We're stimulating your lymphatic system. We're bringing oxygen to your cells. We're getting rid of inflammation and waste. And that is so important. So, again, I do a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. But, of course, if you don't live here,